now for something completely different.
Welcome to Shout Out. Out of the closet and into your ears.
Hello and welcome to Shout Out. I'm Andy Thomas.
And I'm Mitch McMorrow. So what does the future hold with no gold bricks?
Goldbrick House has closed its doors, but Bernie's going to be here to tell us about the future of members.
Plus bears. Where are the bears?
Ivan's been on the set filming the next series of Where the Bears Are. All that today, right here on Shout Out. Ba-dum-bum. Happy summer, everyone.
Hello. Oh, it's here.
So, how are we all? Anyone as humid as me?
Humid?
Well, humid. Not really, you know what I mean. It is really humid,
room.
Isn't it?
Really
yeah.
is humid.
It is humid in this room. I've got my fan with me.
Your fan.
And if you're looking for bears, there's two in the green room.
Yes.
Yes, they're held down, so they're safe.
Yes. Actually, I thought there was three in the green room.
Is there?
Yeah.
What, fairies?
Bears.
Oh, bears. Oh, I thought you said fairies.
Oh, there's lots of fairies all over this building right now, yeah.
And from fairies to something completely different, and that's drag queens.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
I was there last week.
Yes, you were. Thank you for that.
That's
so
all right.
Much.
I'm back there again tonight, actually, for Heat 2, which is going to be interesting.
Nice.
But if you're not aware, Drag Idol's currently taking place here in Bristol. It's Bristol Heats.
Yeah. Well, for the South West.
Yeah.
And then it goes to London. Yeah.
It goes somewhere else first. I think it goes up like Birmingham or Manchester first before it comes to London.
Oh, right. I thought they had their own.
Well, I tell you what, I spoke to a certain Miss Cherry Poppin who can tell us a little bit more. Would you like to know?
Oh, go on.
Yes, go on, let's hear.
Hang on, let me see if I can find the clip for you. Da, 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 da. Here we go.
Drag Idol.
I'm at the Queen Shilling, just come off stage with the wonderful Cherry Poppin, Heat 1 of Drag Idol.
Very hot it was.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah. How do you think it went?
I think I was stunned. Some of the contestants that we had that had never been on stage before.
Yeah.
And some of the dance moves. Yeah.
Lots of splits going on.
The death drops. I was stood backstage, crossing my legs, thinking, ow. But I was so stunned with the quality of the entrance this year.
Well, that's the important thing, isn't it? Because it's Drag Idol. It's obviously something that you know very well is doing drag. Is the calibre, in your opinion, high?
Well, I was a finalist in 2008 for nationally.
And how did they compare to then?
The thing is, it's all changed very much thanks to RuPaul and Drag Race and things like that. You see much more wide variety than you ever did. You don't just have the traditional cabaret now. Yeah. You've got the alternative, you've got the lip syncers, you've got the live lips, the spoken word lip sync going in there as well. And so it's very different. It's not something you can really compare. So
I like the grunge, I have to admit. I think it was the third one.
Yeah, Luna Noir.
Yes.
That one was a bit...
Did it take you back a bit, didn't it?
Yes.
So, of course, that was Heat 1.
Yep.
What's planned now?
Heat 2 next week. There's another 6 contestants next week. Obviously, we were only planning to take 2 forward to the final from tonight, and that was the plan for next week. 3 have gone through from tonight because the calibre's so high. See what happens. It might be one that goes through, it might be none, it might be 3.
Cool.
We don't know.
Cool. And that's next week, and then...
That's next Thursday night, yeah.
And then the plan is there's a semi-final?
Then the plan is it's straight into the Bristol final.
Oh, right.
Whoever wins that goes on to Birmingham for the regional. If they win that, they go on to London for the finals. And whoever wins gets a booking in every venue that's run heats. So it can be worth in the thousands. To whoever wins it.
Cool. Well, Cherry, we will see you later tonight, as it will be when this is broadcast. So, thank you very much.
Thank you.
So there you go. Yeah, all
great.
Good fun. Straight off after the show to go see what happens with the second heat. So
But yeah, it was very interesting last
week.
You're
such a busy boy.
Have you got a favourite yet, Andy?
No, I'm not allowed to have favourites. I'm a judge.
No.
Can't do things like that.
Judge. Impartiality.
Yeah.
I know, but secretly, we've all got favourites, even though we understand
the problem is I can't, because we've only had Heat 1, so I haven't seen the contestants
seen
of Heat 2 yet. So, but several of them went through last week, and I'll see them again next week.
So there's some contenders there, obviously.
Yeah, well, there were some very good acts. And what was staggering was there were some that had never been on stage before in their life.
Wow.
And they got up and they did these performances in front of... And the venue did have a lot of people in it. It wasn't like there was five or ten. There was like 40, 50 people around watching.
That must have been really nerve-wracking.
Yeah, very. But still...
Yeah, but that's what they do, don't they? They set themselves up to be these, you know, performers. So it's only to be expected, really.
Yes.
Well, if you want to do it, you've got to get used to it, because the one in London is going to be on a huge stage. So
yeah.
But yeah, best of luck to all the contestants tonight. Yeah. I'll be down there.
Good luck, you queens.
I think I'm judging with Mike Pony. I don't know if Darren's coming back this week, actually. I can't remember. I think Freddie might be stepping in for him. Not sure.
Okay.
So anyway, we'll find out later. So.
Yeah.
But yes, no, it should be good fun. So.
Yeah.
Now, talking of events, my love.
Okay.
It's that time.
It's that time.
Out. Our pick of the best events for the week.
Yes.
And this week with the lovely Steffi. Welcome back.
Talking of the Queen's Shilling,
which
we were, the Queen's Shilling's having a party. So if you're going to be home alone for the Eurovision.
Oh, yes, it's Eurovision this week, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't have to be. All you need to do is pop down to the Queen's Shilling and join the party, because they've got it on the big screens all evening.
Oh, fantastic.
And then only as soon as that's finished, you can party into the early hours.
I think it's semi-finals tonight, isn't it?
Yep, and then it's the 14th is the finals.
Right, so they've got two lots of semi-finals, and they've got the finals on Saturday.
Yeah, they've already started those, haven't they? Because it was on the other night.
Yeah, it's in a huge, great dome thing. It looks like a giant
is
golf
that the
ball.
Technical term? Yeah,
that's a technical term, yeah. Yeah, but apparently, when everybody goes in it drops 3 centimetres.
Ooh.
Into the ground.
Really?
Yeah. What? They were saying at the beginning of it, I was watching it last night, and they were saying at the beginning of it that with all the weight of all the people, the whole dome drops 3 centimetres into the ground.
It's like the studio chairs.
Yes,
only
it is
they
a bit,
drop
really.
A bit more.
Wow.
So anyway,
excellent.
Are you a fan?
Of Eurovision?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we're having a Eurovision party. We've got some friends who've set it up for them. So, yes, we're going to be cocking tails and
really?
Eurovision on Saturday, yes.
I think everyone is. Everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
got to be done.
It's got to be
done.
It's got to be gay, isn't it, really?
If you're LGBT, you've got to be at Eurovision.
Well, everyone says it's our equivalent of the World Cup, don't they?
It is. And it's so camp
now. Yeah, it's great.
Anyway, that's obviously in Drag Idol tonight.
It's Drag Idol. And there's another one. You know, Queen Shilin usually do lots of events for Pride, for fundraising.
Yeah.
They're doing one for Western Pride.
Oh, great. They are.
I thought that was good. Well done, Paul. That's on the 28th, and that starts at 10 o'clock.
Oh, a couple of weeks away then.
Yep, and it's got the theme of Moulin Rouge.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. Yeah.
So go.
Did you know there used to be a gay place in Bristol called the Moulin Rouge?
Yeah,
I don't know where it was actually, it was back in the days when it was totally illegal to be gay, and the only surviving photos of it are of it empty, and the reason is because it was totally illegal to be gay, so no one wanted to be in the photo of the venue. You know, but apparently that was quite common back then. Yeah, but Bristol genuinely had a gay club called the Moulin Rouge.
A
bit of history for you there.
Paul Stoodle is bringing it back to the Queen's Shilling.
Great. Good on you, Paul.
And Paul, just to let listeners in the other stations, FFM and GFM, the Queen's Shilling's expanding. And I've spoken to the man.
Okay, I was going to say.
It's
I've
okay,
known for a
Andy,
while,
don't panic.
But we're allowed to say, are we?
Well, I've asked permission.
Cool. Go on then.
He's given me the thumbs up. The first of Queen's Shilling 2 is going to be at Weston-super-Mare, called the Cameo. Now, there's further expansion details coming. but we won't say anything about those.
Ooh, that's all stealthy, isn't it?
So far
like
as
new
Western.
Queen shinning down in Western.
Yeah, so look out for
God help him.
Yeah.
Cameo, huh?
Yeah, maybe Somerset itself. Deep is Somerset. North Devon, maybe.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. How many places can you DJ in, Seth?
Yeah. How many?
How many, yeah. Could you do all the quick shillings?
Call me. I'll be there.
So, and I think we got one that's a little bit more serious as well.
We've got International Day Against Homophobia, Transphobia and Biphobia. That's Ida Hobbit, as it is now known.
Yeah.
Started in 2004 by a Frenchman.
It was Ida Ho, wasn't it?
It was
then
Ida
went to
Ho.
Ida Hot, and now it's Ida Hobbit.
Yeah.
Just to be really confusing.
They had Transphobia and now Biphobia.
Yeah. No, it's about being inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think we're having a picnic or something, aren't we?
We are. It's on the 17th of May around the planet.
Which is a Tuesday.
It is. Bristol is celebrating that, and I have the details, and I think that's down to you, Mitch and Darren of Bristol.
Yes, we had a little idea to just do some impromptu, probably a little late in the day, but actually it was just, let's have a purple picnic, just to mark the day and just to be visible about it, because it is a global event, like you say, so... Steph, you've got more details for
I have. If you do go, don't forget to wear purple. It is the 17th of May, and it's at 12 o'clock. Well, just after. So yeah. Get there for midday. It's, you know what the parking's like around there. It's College Green, so right in the middle of Bristol, right outside the council building. Hopefully, the flag will be flying.
Hopefully.
So they are doing a lot of work to the council.
Mr. Mayor, if you're listening... Get out ready and iron it.
Yeah. Because you know you've got one in your bedroom.
What about Marvin here?
At least 71 countries in the world criminalise same-sex relationship. This means that nearly 40% of the world population, or 2.8 billion people, are not free to choose who they love. Yeah. Millions of homosexual, bisexual people live in constant state of fear. And that's what Ida Hobbit is all about.
It is.
Also, excuse to have a picnic.
Excuse to have a picnic, and it's about solidarity with our LGBT family elsewhere in the world.
I don't know. Darren and his little ideas. The next thing you know, we'll have a pride.
Yeah.
Shock
horror. It was a joint idea, just to say.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Is that?
That's it, my love.
Done. Cool. Thank you very much, Steph.
I wonder how much deeper the ocean would be without sponges.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Shut up and dance. In fact, you don't need to shout, you're already dancing.
I am shutting up as well, man.
So, that's by Walk to the Moon. Is it Walk to the Moon? Yeah, Walk the Moon, sorry.
You can get down off the desk now, Mitch.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Oh, hang on a minute. That was my knee, folks. That was my knee.
I do like that one. So, have you ever seen the video to that one? It's quite cool. It's quite a good video, that one. Have a look on YouTube if you haven't seen it. So, anyway, now normally when I talk networking, it's because I'm plugging Cat5 cables in or doing something weird like that. But when we talk to our next guy and you say networking, he says, "Do you want a glass of Prosecco?"
That's how I plug them in.
Is it?
Yes. With fizz.
Welcome back to the show to Bernie, who you've been on a few times, actually, haven't you? We've talked about all kinds of different things.
In my many different capacities, I've been on here a number of times. In fact, there's a little bed in the corner, which is mine.
Now, give us a bit of background, because we know members, obviously, and we plug you all the time. But there's bound to be someone listening who's like, members? What's members?
Well, members started 7 years ago. It's social networking for gay, queer and bi men. We used to be in Goldbrick every month, and it's a very friendly.
What kind of goes on if you're a new member and you just suddenly come along? What can you expect when you walk through the door, other than you going, "Have a glass of Prosecco"?
Me saying, "Have a glass of Prosecco," or one of the other hosts, and kind of lots of just friendly
chat.
Guys, and it's chat. I mean, occasionally we'll put on some entertainment. We had a conjurer. Last year.
Your Christmas do's are usually quite a big one, aren't they?
We have a massive Christmas do, usually with Indigo, and everybody dresses up and has a dance and has a few drinks. But the regular kind of drink social is for guys to kind of meet each other in a relaxed atmosphere. A lot of guys that come to Bristol for the first time, they don't have any friends, they tend to come along to members and build their network of friends up from that.
Right.
And it's for professional gay guys or anyone who thinks they'll enjoy it. And it's for people that don't necessarily feel comfortable being on the gay scene and they want something a little bit different in a kind of...
So it's not just business networking then, it's just networking?
It's networking. You can use it for whatever you want. I mean, you can use it for romance or you can use it for business networking, but on the whole, people just socialise there and make friends.
Yeah, cool. Now, we were also hoping that we could get Suzanne on from Indigo as well, because both you as members and Indigo, of course, have got one bit of a problem that's come about that's also killed some of the dining trade as well, because it used to be a lovely place to eat. But, of course, Goldbrick House has officially closed its doors.
The bomb has dropped.
Which is a real shame, because the food there was lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to us, because we had our second event this year lined up on a Friday, and we got told the week before that they couldn't go ahead with it because they were closing before then. So I think it's indicative to kind of independent businesses in Britain in general, but in Bristol as well. I mean, Park Street in particular seems to be dying a death at the moment. I think it's high rents, high rates. And I think some businesses are just finding it really difficult at the moment, because people are...
Well, that was certainly what they cited, wasn't it? They said they just genuinely couldn't afford to keep paying the rent at the level it was. That's what they said publicly.
Well, people are very cautious, and they haven't got as much money to spend, and so they're cautious about what they spend it on, and they want a good deal. And Goldbrick is a little bit extravagant. Let's put it.
It's luxurious.
It's luxurious, which is why we loved it.
Yeah, you're probably the wrong person to ask, but do you know, are they planning to open elsewhere? Yeah, will there be a Goldbrick 2?
Got a new venue sorted, yeah?
I don't think you'll see Goldbrick. The actual group that run it are a consortium of different places, and they have other venues already.
Whether
we see Goldbrick again, I have no idea. I'm not privy to those types of conversations,
unfortunately. It is a bit unfair to ask you, really, isn't it? So,
but what about members? Have you got any plans for...
Members is carrying on, and I can exclusively reveal where we're going to.
Hang on, should we do a drum roll?
Oh, yes. Is that a drum roll?
Oh, nearly.
That's the closest we could do.
It was more bongos. But I can run with bongos as well.
Okay.
We are moving to the Square Club, which is underneath the Berkeley Square Hotel.
All right.
Okay.
And our first event will be on Thursday, the 9th of June.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Your diary.
Yeah, all the dates for the rest of our events this year will be posted on the website.
Great.
And so it's quite exciting for us, because it's a new kind of chapter in members' life, a new venue.
What's the venue like? Have you been, you must have been and seen it.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's really, really nice. The bar, the cocktail bar downstairs is very chic, but in a funky way.
Yeah.
And they have a fantastic terrace garden out there, and which is massive, and they have a bar in the garden as well.
Good for the way the weather's going.
Great.
Yeah, so for an evening like tonight...
A balmy evening like tonight. Not barmy. They say in Bristol.
You need a bar and a balmy evening.
Yeah. Yes.
Come with us on the 9th of June, Thursday the 9th of June, and enjoyed a chilled glass of Prosecco and some cheap cocktails as well.
Very nice. So what have you got future plans for members then? I'm guessing, are you doing anything with Pride this year? You have in previous years, haven't you?
We have in previous years. I don't know what we're doing with Pride this year. No. It's all kind of been up in the air. It's been a bit manic trying to find a new venue. There's lots of plans. I'm actually stepping down after a couple of months from members to have a bit of a sabbatical.
Oh, right. Okay. So who is the team for Rick, members at the moment?
Rick, David Sinclair and Dave Johnson. And there's a couple of other guys who are helping out as well. We'll be moving it forward in the next year. So I'm going to be staying on board for the transition of the new venue.
Cool.
And then taking a well-earned sabbatical after 7 years.
Again, it's probably a little bit unfair to ask you, do you know what Indigo following you? Are they moving to the same place? Or?
I don't know what Indigo's plans are at the moment. They will be back, I know that, but they haven't decided on a venue at the moment, but I'm sure you guys here will be the first to know as soon as they do.
Cool.
Yes, cool. I hope so. Yes.
So what about long-term plans for members then? Is it, are you just planning on carrying it on, or have you got some grandiose plan that you can let us know? Yeah.
Well, members will be carrying on at the Square Club, and the new team have a few ideas up their sleeve for different events.
Themes
on the night, yes. And I'm sure there'll be some extracurricular events too coming up, which everyone will enjoy. Very intriguing, but I can't let the cat out of the bag.
Well, you had that fabulous murder mystery type weekend with Indigo, didn't you?
You did a war themed Christmas one, didn't you?
We did Blackout, which was very successful. But we had an air raid in the middle of it and moved to a different venue.
Which was talked about for months afterwards. Yeah. It really was the talk of the town.
We did the night circus again, which was very good. And last year we did the voyage, which was on the Thekla, and everybody dressed up in Victorian sailors and pirates and God knows what else. But a good time was had by all.
It must be weird, because I'm guessing you must be thinking about the Christmas one now. Of course, we're just going into summer.
It tends to be. I mean, I doubt very much whether we'll start planning anything for Christmas at the moment, while venues and stuff are still up in the air for Indigo. But I'm sure something will come Christmas time for you to enjoy.
Well, it's great that you're carrying on. That's the big news. That's a great thing, because there's nothing worse than if a venue shuts. You're like, where do we go? And it just suddenly
I mean, it was difficult. We looked at a number of different venues, but I think that was at the moment that was our best option, I think. And it's a really lovely venue, and the people there are fantastic.
Didn't they have something on a little while ago? The Bristol Musical Comedy had a Pride event there.
I think they had a Pride Comedy event.
Yeah, they
downstairs.
Did. Yeah.
The Square?
At the Square. Oh, right. Yeah, so it is a really nice little venue. And you've got a stage as
There's
well.
A stage there.
So, you know, you could be inviting performers and karaoke and all sorts.
I'm not quite sure karaoke
maybe some belly dancers or something.
Is members thing. But certainly some performers might come along.
What do you mean? What are they too...
Look, I told them the only person who's allowed to sing is me.
Oh, right.
Okay. And they just won't have it.
I can't believe that.
That's called lack of Prosecco.
That is lack of Prosecco, that is. Definitely.
It's lack of something.
I do want to come along. The problem is it wasn't on Thursday, and I'm always on the air here.
I know, but we don't start until 8.
Oh, don't you?
And we can go on until 1, so, you know.
We can always troll up there, can't we, afterwards?
Why, 1 o'clock? Don't you work the following morning?
Occasionally.
Okay. Well, for those who don't work at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday.
No, I will. I must come along, especially in the new venue as well. It'll be lovely to see
it. Yeah, come along and see it, because it's beautiful and lovely.
And this is members is the men only group, isn't it? And the Indigo is the women only.
Well, you say that, but we've had women members before.
Okay.
I'm sure Indigo has had men there. Yeah. In fact, I know I've been along to Indigo, so
I think you have to be accompanying a member of Indigo if you're male, from what I remember. I remember we asked them, and I'm pretty sure that's what they said. So don't tell me if I got that wrong. We get them on the show. I was hoping Suzanne would be here tonight so we could ask her, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah, I know, unfortunately. But members were set up for guys and Indigo was set up for girls.
Yes.
So it's kind of do what we say on the tin.
And we party at Christmas and all mingle
so
together.
It's
some joint ventures though, isn't there?
Yeah. So it's kind of what we're there for.
Yeah.
Well, if any blokes are listening and do fancy coming along, what's your website?
Website is members-bristol.co.uk, but you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Cool. Cool. Well, listen, it's been lovely to catch up with you again. And it's so nice to hear that you're in a new home, and I really do hope it goes well. So do keep us posted as well, because obviously we're mentioning your events quite often. So
I will, and thank you for mentioning us, and thank you for inviting me on to tell everyone about the new
venue. You're always
a
joy to have on the show.
Oh, God bless you.
Thanks, Bernie.
Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Dear future husband.
Yes,
that was my other half.
Oh, yes.
So, and that's Meghan Trainor, that one.
Yeah.
But you're right, it has got an Olly Murs feel to it.
It's got that, you know, Dance With Me by Olly Murs. I know this because we used to use it in Zumba, so it's got the same rhythm.
You still doing Zumba, are you?
Yes. Yeah. I'm a qualified instructor, so I will be. Listen out, folks, I'll be advertising my groups very soon. Yes. But I do like Meghan Trainor because she's got a good attitude.
I like All About the Bass. That's my favourite song by her.
Yeah.
So that's a good one, that one. So.
Yeah. Yeah. She got it on the money there. Yeah. Can I just say it's National Limerick Day today as well?
Limerick
Day?
I thought it was Nutty Chocolate or something.
Well, it's Nutty Fudge Day as well. I thought Limerick National Limerick Day
Should we do that on the news? You should like open the news. Thursday, Nutty Fudge Day.
If you let us know in time,
I think you should
put it on.
Improvise a limerick before the end of a show.
There
once was a show called Shout Out.
Yes. The rhythm is AAB. BBA.
Okay. Is that what a limerick is?
That's the scheme. Yes.
Yeah. Abba.
Well, I've got another rhythm for you. And that's the news jingle. So the guys are in the studio. So let's get the latest news headlines.
This is Shout Out News on Thursday, the 12th of May.
After much controversy, the Italian Parliament has finally legalised same-sex unions, Italy being the last Western European nation to do so. The decision was part of a vote of confidence for the Renzi government, but stopped short of giving the LGBT community marriage or full adoption rights, and also forbids any kind of religious ceremony to take place. However, with regards to adoption, although no blanket ban is in place, it will be down to family judges to make adoption decisions on a case-by-case basis. The whole move was precipitated by the fact that last year, the European Court of Human Rights ruled that Italy had violated human rights by failing to offer enough legal protection for same-sex couples.
LGBT activists within the Labour Party have been amongst those sending their support to the Jewish socialist Ria Wolfson, who is pipped to join the Labour Party's National Executive Committee, that is, the body that oversees the day-to-day running of the party. Ms. Wolfson has been subject to a barrage of anti-Semitic trolling on the internet as the debate about left-wing bigotry and anti-Jewish racism continues to vex the political left of centre. However, a report in the Jewish Chronicle newspaper said that Ms. Wolfson had received support from socialists from across the centre-left, including the Momentum group of Labour activists that backs Jeremy Corbyn. LGBT Labour activists said that it was important to stamp out anti-Semitism on the left and pointed out that those promulgating anti-Jewish theories were also likely to have homophobic opinions.
As you may have seen on our news page online, the Labour Party in Bristol is celebrating after winning the mayoral election and securing an overall majority on Bristol City Council. Marvin Rees, therefore, takes over from George Ferguson as the mayor of the city. Much is already expected of him, but sex libertarians and those involved in the adult industry in Bristol are concerned about the implications of his promises to clean up the city. Whilst his comments made before the polls were aimed at feminist groups and those working with women in the adult industry, there are fears amongst gay and bisexual men and those in the BDSM scene that a precedent could be set which would threaten the gay saunas and private adult parties.
According to media information site Digital Spy, the bisexual singer Azealia Banks, whose tirades against white gay men have prompted previous Twitter storms, may have finally overstepped the mark. The London festival Born and Bred, sponsored by the respected and long-standing community radio service Rinse FM, has dropped Banks from the lineup after she went on a 12-hour internet spree of insulting other performers using racist, homophobic and generally obscene language that we cannot repeat on the air. Her claims about Zayn Malik have offended even seasoned internet users. The festival organisers, Rinse FM, said that they stood for equality and diversity, but issued no further statement. Rinse is highly respected in urban music circles, having started in the middle 90s as a pirate station and then being awarded a licence to specialise in upcoming dance music in 2011. Digital Spy praised them for responding promptly to Azealia Banks's racist outburst.
And finally, it's the final of the Eurovision Song Contest this weekend, Saturday night to be precise, which is taking place in Stockholm. BBC Radio has previously operated a special digital radio service on its DAB platform, which covers the event and broadcasts 4 days of programmes over the weekend to mark the history of this long pan-European institution, which was first held in 1956. However, now in 2016, there are conflicting reports as to whether this will take place this year. The Song Contest finals will also be broadcast on BBC One Television on Saturday evening, hosted in an inimitable camp style by Graham Norton. Eurovision is no stranger to people playing politics, but this year things have taken a slightly surreal levels after organisers asked audience members not to fly flags that could be seen as political. Rainbow flags have been tolerated, but audience members bizarrely instructed not to wave them in a political manner during the performance by countries with homophobic governments, such as Russia or Belarus. Well, that might just be a red rag to a bull.
For these news stories and more, check out our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Ivan Jackson
and Terry Starr.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you. Relationships are a lot like algebra. Ever looked at your ex and wondered why?
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
That's Justin Timberlake with I Can't Stop the Feeling. It's from the new DreamWorks film called Trolls. Which I haven't seen. It's a cartoon one, I think.
Is he performing at Eurovision as well or something?
I think so, yeah. I'm sure I've seen that rumoured.
I think so.
Who, Justin Timberlake?
So. Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember reading something about that earlier in the week. Yeah.
He's performing where?
I think he's doing a live number at Eurovision.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, what's wrong
with
that?
What's the Americans doing at Eurovision?
Do you know what? You could say that about the Australians. You could say that about the Israelis. You
That's
know,
right.
Just, yeah. Algeria's been in it. Morocco.
Yeah.
It's who's in the European Broadcasting Union.
That's one big family.
It's not necessarily.
It could be called Global Vision then.
Yeah.
I think eventually it will be, won't it?
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, from Europe and Eurovision all the way to America.
Well, I'm on a secret location in Los Angeles on the set with the crew from the Where the Bears Are team. And with me today is Ben Zook and Rick Kopp. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hi. We're doing great.
Well, you must be over the moon with your Kickstarter success because you're now on to season 5.
Yes. Season 5. I can't believe that we've managed to do 4 seasons and now we're about to do another one.
Yeah. We're on day 2 of production.
Mm-hmm.
We're shooting as we speak.
And how's it been going?
Well, yesterday we were behind all day. We had to move a scene to today. But today we're running perfectly.
Well, that's because it's my scenes, and so I know my lines, and I get right through.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, when it's you never make any mistakes.
I never
at
make
all.
Any mistakes.
Rick did a sex scene today where he actually did nudity.
I actually had fun. I was very nervous about it, but it was fun.
Well, I'm sure everybody can't wait to see that. Now, when you guys first started out, did you expect to be making a 5th season?
Not at all. I think we were...
We weren't even expecting to get through the first.
Yeah, the first season was barely like, oh my god, I can't believe we did it.
Because just two more and you'll be up with the Golden Girls.
Well, that's kind of what we've always said. We're like, well, the Golden Girls made it to 7, so I think we're like, maybe we can get to 7. And then of course, we'll be like, oh, well, Friends made it to 10.
Right,
so
right.
So then we'll try to go for 10, you know.
Ozzy and Harriet was 14.
Oh my god.
But you guys, you know, with each season
Bears
as it goes
on. Bears in assisted living.
Then 14. We can make it animated and be like The Simpsons.
Yeah, brilliant. But what are you doing this season? Because last season, what, you had Judy Garland's yacht, or at least her former yacht.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you just...
This year we have Mitzi Gaynor's trailer.
Wow.
I can't. That's a complete bald-faced lie.
Right, okay. I was about to be impressed.
We have Diana Ross's basement.
All right.
No big female diva set piece.
Although,
but we do have some guest stars that are pretty
cool. Who might be related to a female diva.
Yes, exactly.
are you just teasing me, or are you going to actually...
Yep.
Are you going to do a big reveal?
Yeah, we actually... Chaz Bono is one of our guest stars.
Oh, my goodness.
He is going to do our show, and I think everybody's heard of his mother, Mary Bono.
Well, I hope... Is she going to come and do some extra work as well?
Yeah. Well, she's going to do the soundtrack, we're hoping.
Right.
Yeah, for Where the Bears
Are. I can believe in bears.
and lots of other new faces as well.
Well, we've got a whole new cast, whole mm-hmm. new story. We
have a really good-looking cast. Well, not that we don't every year, but
yeah,
we...
Yeah, but this year especially.
Yeah, especially all your hot guys.
Like, we have all body types, you know, big, mm-hmm. hairy, fat, gay guys, you know, and very...
Twinkie guys.
Modely guys.
We've got everybody.
Super very inclusive.
Yes.
And what about the audition process? Because it sounds as if it must be terrible for you.
It's actually, it was made very easy the last couple of years because of our casting director, Peter Pappas, who's amazing. And he always just brings in great people. And it was pretty easy this year.
This was a breeze. He found lots of great people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and we love it. It's fun to watch.
And what about extras? You've got lots of extra people coming along. Do you still need people?
That's actually one of our Kickstarter rewards.
Yeah,
and we had a lot of people step up and contribute at that level. So we really are grateful to them because they actually pay to do extra work, which is unusual in Los Angeles. But our fans, they love being around the set. So it's a treat for them and it's a treat for us.
Can you see yourselves doing another series after this? Or do I need to ask you this in a few weeks' time?
You know, it's so funny. Right now, we're like, oh, yeah, we'll just keep doing the show for as long as we can.
But it's day two.
But talk to us in October. And usually around Halloween, we're like,
never again.
I don't know if we can do this again. It's so much work.
Because when the shoot ends, then it's post-production. Then it's getting, the editing and the music. And getting it all out. And then, of course, we do all the little episodes and then the movie.
Yeah, it's a year-long process, actually.
Yeah, so. I was going to say about the time scale.
Because it really is a movie. It's not. I mean, we do it as a web series, but it's really a motion picture. And it cuts together every season, like 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. And this season, we really made an effort
Lord
to make
of the
it
Bears.
Shorter. Yeah, it's right. Like Gone with the Wind. This season, we made an effort to make it shorter, though, because our fans like to have viewing parties, they've told us. And they're like, guys... 2.5 hours.
It's
we love
much.
Your show, but could you make it a little shorter?
And then, of course, it comes out on on DVD, all the extras and stuff.
But it's hard, though, because as a web series, everybody complains they want longer episodes.
Right.
But when you do longer episodes, the movie ends up being 2.5 hours.
Right.
So we've had to sort of...
I think we found the right middle ground.
Found the right middle ground.
Because we have longer episodes, and the movie's going to be about 2 hours.
Yeah.
But how do you come up with all those fantastic things like the bloopers, etc.? Because you guys are such professionals and you never seem to make any mistakes.
Oh, not on Rick especially. You know, we always just mess up. It's just and also we get into giggle fits where we just start laughing. And yeah, the bloopers come pretty easy to us. The hard part is actually the deleted scenes. Like we like to show sort of, extra stuff and sort of improvise so that we have sort of fun deleted scenes to put on the DVD, and those are tougher to do.
Yeah, and apologies to listeners who can hear a bit of barking in the background.
Well, because we shot with a dog today.
Really?
Yes, and the dog is named Sparkles. And
that's the character name.
The character's name.
The real
name is
Buttons.
Buttons.
Right.
And she's done a good job today. She's done a very good job.
She may never act again.
Yes. And she's a rescue dog. Everybody
she's a rescue
rescue
dog.
Their dog.
Yeah. She's very pretty, but she's barking away, isn't she?
Yeah, well, they're doing ADR.
They actually are.
They're making her bark.
Oh, no, it's a practice
it's
session.
It's for the soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. I can't wait to see her on the big screen. Actually, you never know, do you?
Really? Buttons as Sparkles.
There you go. So, finally, guys, thank you for talking to me. But where should people go if they want to check out the series, by the way?
They can go to wherethebearsare.tv, or they can go to YouTube / wherethebearsare. Or they can, and they should also, everybody should look us up and like us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that stuff.
Brilliant. Well, thanks, guys, and I wish you all the best with the rest of the shoot. And let's hope people buy lots of DVDs too.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hey, this is Rick Koff from Where the Bears Are, and you're listening to Shout Out.
Shout Out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
And you met the people that wrote that.
Yeah, yes. David Sikorski was the writer, composer, and Greg Whipple singing in the background. Lovely, lovely pair of guys. Really nice. Yeah. That interview was a challenge, I have to say.
Well, I remember when Rick was over here, it was a challenge.
You can't
shut
him up.
I love the guy to bits. I bet, my God, does he laugh?
Oh, he does laugh. You know, and that's the whole thing. They are such good fun.
Now, we should explain, because they mentioned something called ADR there, which actually stands for Automatic Dialogue Replacement.
Yes.
Now, they were doing that with dogs. So does that mean that they're lip syncing the dogs?
More or less, yeah. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
Do dogs say sausages
sausages. A little bit like that. No, she was a little bit yelping. But when you're trying to act with a dog, which you should never do, by the way, they never want to bark at the same time, you know, that you want them to bark.
Was it a trained acting dog?
It is a trained acting dog.
Right.
But how can I say it? Was acting up rather than acting, to be honest. So, yeah, it's just one of those things, really. So they have to get some extra sound bites. Sorry about that. Bit of a pun there going on. Anyway, I was going to say, also, in addition, they announced, obviously, that Chaz Bono is
now,
doing
is it Bono or Bono?
Chaz Bono, as in Sonny Bono and Cher. Cher's son.
Yeah, Cher's son. No.
They were talking about his stepmother, who was a Republican politician as well.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, there was a bit of an in-joke there. Sorry about that, if you didn't know who she was. But they've also got Perez Hilton doing a cameo as well, which they didn't announce then as well. So it's like all these sites.
Are you supposed to announce that?
No, it has been announced, right. I think. I don't think I've put myself in it. They'll be fine with that. There you go. An exclusive Perez Hilton on Where the Bears Are. But it's great.
Lining
up to come on.
Yeah,
fabulous. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, can't wait for that. Season to air.
You should film one episode over here.
Yeah,
in the UK.
They would love to come over to the UK. They just want a sponsor. So there we go.
We'd love to.
Anybody with some money.
We don't have any money ourselves.
Yeah, they'll come and
do a shout out.
They'll
sponsor.
Come and film.
We'd
an
have
episode.
To do a cake sale or something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot of cupcakes.
Yeah, because they were going to kill Natalie off, weren't they? That was the plan. Well, when we spoke to Rick here.
Yes, yeah.
Not literally.
Figuratively. Yeah, in Where the Bears Are.
Yeah.
Now, rumour has it we might see you in it too.
Now, who told you that, little bird?
Mm.
You may see me and my husband strolling down the street hand in hand during one of the dog scenes, funnily enough.
Oh, right.
Yes. That's why
we were there. Being lip sync too?
No. What, barking? People say I'm barking, but I'm not barking.
That would be quite funny
to do that with the bloopers, wouldn't it? Really? Yeah. To have sort of like dog barks coming out of people's mouths and things like that. But there you go.
I get the impression with Rick and Co, they don't have a problem getting bloopers.
No. It was fascinating watching the scenes being filmed. If you've never been on set, it's absolutely amazing watching how they do things from different angles and the way the thought goes into it. But they do, you know, you do trip over your lines and funny things get said and Freudian slips. And then they also actually do some, as they were saying in the interview, they were doing some improvisation as well. So they'll reshoot the scene, but add lots of extra words to it. I mean, you know all about improvisation.
Yes.
You're very good at improv.
Improv.
You are, yeah. So,
Improv trained.
In case you don't know, Mitch is part of the Short and Girlies, which is a comedy troupe. And my God, do you not entertain?
No,
your wedding was brilliant.
Singing or dancing? Yes.
No. So, do we know? I was busy talking to you. Did they say the date it comes out?
Not a date. Yeah, sometime in the fall. In the autumn.
Right.
Yeah, in the fall.
Cool. So we'll look forward to that.
Yeah.
Because I know it ends up on DVD, but can't you watch it on YouTube as well?
Yes. Yeah, each episode goes out every week. I think they were putting out one episode a week, I think. Maybe two.
If you haven't seen it, are all the old ones up there?
I think the last season is, but they do some great, I'm being a bit sort of commercial here, but
they do
some great offers. I think you could buy like seasons, box set of seasons 1 to 4 for some knockdown price. Have a look at wherethebearsare.tv and you can see all the DVDs there. Or you can download them on iTunes, actually, as well.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they're available up online. All the usual spots.
Yeah, always good to... It's funny because, like they say on there, of course, they're just beginning to film. And I'm like, I can do another one after that.
And when you watch the early seasons, I mean, they do it on a shoestring budget. Yeah. And it was on a very, very much shoestring budget. It's like half a shoestring to start with. And as time has gone on, it's become more and more sort of like polished and everything. But $150,000, I think their budget was this year, which anybody in the movie industry will tell you, it's like nothing.
That's That was Kickstarter, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah. And they got most of that money in the first week this time around.
Did they? Wow.
They've got a huge fan base across the world, global fan base.
Which is great.
That's so good.
Now, talking of fan bases, who here's a fan of Eurovision?
Anyone
watch? Yeah, we watch Eurovision Song Contest.
Anyone seen any of
you
so
don't sound
far?
Committed to it, though, Terry.
Well, I don't know. I was having this conversation with somebody, and we were saying, you know, does it still have the magic that it used to have when we were
without
growing
Terry
up?
Wogan?
Well, of course, late Terry Wogan. Yeah, well, he resigned a few years ago, didn't he? But Graham Norton has sort of picked up the challenge. But
I'm sorry, but the most hilarious. The most hilarious thing was when Graham Norton was in his little booth, and they let all the streamers off, and he didn't know if it was even going to happen.
Rainbow Streamers, wasn't it? Yeah. A couple of years ago. I don't know whether it's the same as it was.
Have you seen any of the semi-finals so far?
No, I haven't actually. Not this year.
Or quarter. I don't know which we're in. I know it's it can't be. It's semi-final tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the final on Saturday. So it must be in quarter-final so far or whatever.
I switched on the other night and I watched Austria and I thought, ooh.
Some of them have been a bit ropey so far.
And then I watched Estonia and should I say sounded dreadful? He was very pretty.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've just objectified somebody live on it. It sounded dreadful. So we switched off after two songs. Is that appalling? No. Should have given everybody else a chance, really.
So you gave
it was
him
only
Nilpois.
Estonia Nilpois. And Austria.
Austria, yes.
Austria. Well, it's hard to beat Conchita, isn't it?
You see, I thought the act that won last year was brilliant. And I loved the way it was all choreographed with the projected... Stickman and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That was very clever indeed. Yeah. So
good to use media. Isn't
Stockholm
it?
Again on Saturday.
Yes, but it's sinking dome. So that's it for this week. Venue owners and event organisers, we are searching for your events, but you could help us out by listening to them with us free.
So just go to shoutoutradio.lgbt and click on events and you'll find a button to post your event.
And we'd love it if you do, because we are always on the hunt for them. So anyway, next week we're going to get a bit of a crush.
A crush?
So anyway, from myself and the team, say bye-bye, everyone.
Say bye-bye.
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 Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.